I'm going to get right down to the Word tonight. I've been pondering on what to preach on ever since Joe's message this morning. I don't know where it came from, but there was a verse of Scripture come to my mind. And when I got home, I looked it up, and it's been with me all day. So if you got your Bibles, turn with me to Romans chapter 4. I've got a little bit of Scripture to read, and then we'll get on to the message.
Lord, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Bless you.
I'm going to start verse 9. The Bible says in chapter 4 of Romans, verse 9, cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For if we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness, how was it then reckoned? When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision, the seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had, yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. And the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith. Mm-hmm. Of our father, Abraham, which he had, yet being uncircumcised. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. If they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore it is of faith, that it might be by grace to the end that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was in about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses, and was raised again for our justification. Now the verse that really got my attention out of all that is verse 20 there, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. That's kind of what we're going to preach on tonight a little bit, is Abraham. He's talking here about Abraham. He's been given a little bit of a background on Abraham being the father of circumcision, the father of our faith. And
yeah.
Amen. We go back in Genesis chapter 15. We find out about the covenant that God had made with Abraham. And amen. And all the different things that took place, the sacrifice that was made of amen, so that Abraham would be able to have a sign, something to remember that God was making a covenant with him and his seed. Amen, and we find here that this verse here, it kind of reminds me of Hebrews, but it talks about how this verse that Abraham's faith came before the institution of circumcision. Amen. Amen. In Genesis chapter 15, the covenant was made. In Genesis chapter 17, God told Abraham to make the circumcision to be that what he called in verse 11 the seal or a token. Amen. That God and Abraham had covenant together, which was the sign of the seal or the token, whatever you call it. Amen. Of circumcision. But Paul here is trying to say, amen, does the promises of God only belong to those, amen, who have become circumcised as a sign of that faith? Amen. He begins to realize and begins to talk to the Romans here. Amen. That no, it's not only to those who have become circumcised. Amen. A Jewish tradition, a work, if you will. Amen. We're not saved by works. We're saved by grace through faith. It is the gift of God. Amen. He begins to tell Amen. We're not saved to, amen, by circumcision. Amen. We are saved to, amen. What does it say in verse 12? To those who also walk in the steps of the faith.
Yeah.
In the steps of that faith.
Yeah.
Of our father Abraham. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm glad today that I'm a child of the King, as Brother Joe said today.
Yeah.
Not because of anything I've done.
Yeah.
Not because of anything my mom and daddy have done, and my grandma and grandpa, or anybody else in my family history. Anybody else, maybe any of my friends have done. Amen. But I am a child of the King because of what He done on Calvary.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Amen. And as we walk today, we almost got to that point today in Hebrews. Never did really get there. In Scripture and Sunday school, but it talked about how the just shall live by faith.
Yeah,
and the Bible tells me, hey, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen.
Yeah.
If I was walking based on my salvation, hey, am I walking, amen, on what I saw in this world, I'd be all been most miserable because of all the stuff you see going around the world today. The terrorists on every hand. Amen. All kinds of people getting sick and coming down with plagues and everything. Hey, if I walk by sight, hey, I don't think I'd ever make it. Amen.
That's right, brothers. Yeah.
But it's not my sight. Amen. The eyes can be deceiving.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. The eyes can be deceiving. There's an old saying. I can't remember exactly how it goes. I haven't heard it in a while. But it's talking about to believe only half of what you see and none of what you hear.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something like that.
Right.
Amen. Our eyes can fool us. They can play tricks on us.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. We watch the people on TV. When you see them little street magicians, amen, they have what they call sleight of hand. You may pay attention to one thing, and they're doing something totally different to distract you from the real trick that's going on. And that's what Satan likes to do. Amen, he likes to get your eyes, your fleshly eyes, on the things that's going on in the world today, on things like the election and things like terrorism and things like the homosexuals and all this. He likes to get your eyes directed at something like that.
That's
so that when he's over here on the sidelines,
doing
something you didn't expect.
That's right.
Right.
Yep. Good preaching. Amen.
We don't walk by sight, we walk by faith.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. It's my faith in Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. I said this morning when I come to the altar and got saved as a young boy. Amen. It wasn't because what I've done, amen, is because of what He done. And He was offering a free gift.
Yeah.
Amen. His arms was wide open. And all I had to do was come and receive it. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And I'm glad that I did.
Yeah.
Amen. Just like Mike said, I haven't lived a perfect life by myself many times. Being chastened of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says, count all joy.
Amen.
When you fall into diverse temptations, count it joy. When you're chastened, why is that? Because you know that God loves you. Amen.
Amen.
I found myself having to go back many times, like the prodigal son who had strayed away from the father. Amen. He could have stayed in the hog pen and died that way.
Right.
Amen. And not had a proper funeral, not had a proper life. Amen. He decided when he came to himself, Gary.
Yeah.
Amen. When he came to himself, he said, I'll go back to the Father's house. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad we got that opportunity. Amen. Amen. To go back to the Father. Amen.
Right.
And what would happen? Did they put him as a slave? Amen. Mopping the slop and feeding the hogs like he was out there in the world? No, when he came back, his Father was already looking for him.
Amen.
How do I know that? Because the Bible says, He saw him afar off.
Yeah.
He'd done been looking for the son that had went by the wayside. He'd done been looking for the son, amen, that had went out in the world and tried to live it up. Hey, but amen, I'm glad today that the son, amen, was willing to go back. And when he went back, the father was willing to accept him.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Glad today for faith.
Yeah.
Amen. Abraham staggered not at the promise. What was that promise? We read it over there earlier in verse 13. Amen. That he would be the heir, amen, of the world.
Yeah.
That his seed would reign over the entire earth.
Right.
Amen. We don't see the promise even yet today. Amen. But he believed in a God. What did it say in verse 17? That calleth those things which be not as though they were.
Yes,
amen. Amen. That's one of the best descriptions I've ever heard of faith.
Right.
Besides, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen.
Right.
God called us those things that be not as though they were. And you and me, when we believe God, we can't see things with our eyes, our physical eyes. But we need to have that faith and spiritual insight that's able to reach far beyond everything that's going in our way. Amen. So that we can see things that in our eyes don't exist right now. They be not. Hey, but we believe them as though they were.
Yeah.
Come on, brother.
Many times in the Bible we find servants coming up to Jesus and asking to be healed. And they hadn't seen it just yet. I think of the centurion, amen, who came and asked Jesus. Amen. He came to ask the Lord to heal his servant. He said he was way old down the line. He was down the road to a mile or two. Amen. His servant wasn't able to be there. Jesus said, well, I'll just go to him and we'll go see how he's doing and I'll heal him. And the centurion said, no, Lord, far be from me. I'm a man unworthy. Don't even enter into my house. Amen. But if you just speak the word,
all
you talk about faith. Amen. The servant was sick, and he believed the things that was not as though they were. He believed the servant's health as though it had already been healed. Amen. That's the kind of faith that Jesus said, I have not seen this kind of faith anywhere in Israel. That's the kind of faith he's looking for.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Don't want to stagger at the promise. Amen. We done heard this morning in Hebrews about trodden underfoot the Son of Man in the blood. Amen. That he had lived and given us on Calvary. Amen. We done heard about that. How dangerous it is. Amen. To go back and say, I don't believe. Amen. I don't have nothing to do with God. Amen. Especially in Peter over there, he says, that if a man who'd already known God, amen, decided to go back on him, the last state of him would be worse than the first. That's what we learned this morning in Sunday school. Amen, about trampling over the foot of the Son of God, the blood, and counted as nothing. Amen, but Abraham was willing to go on. God had already called him out of a country that he called home, but he was willing to go out of that place. Hey, and not knowing where he went, but saw another country. He didn't see it with his physical eyes. He never got to that country here on this earth. But amen, praise the Lord with his spiritual vision. Amen, he saw a country whose builder and maker is God. Amen, a country that was not made with hands. Amen, and he was on his way there.
Amen.
Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. What makes you think your eyesight's going to help you see it? Amen. It's through the spiritual realm. It's through the spiritual walking in the Spirit. Amen. Being born again of the Spirit. Amen. Of the blood of Christ is going to get us there one day.
Come on, brother.
Bible says, amen, just there, just a few verses above it, a staggered verse in verse 18. Said that Abraham, against hope, believed in hope. He said, that was my only option. They ain't no option. Failure's not an option. Unbelief's not an option. God is going to come through, amen, against everything else. That reminds me of another verse in Ephesians over there, chapter 6, where he talks about the whole armor of God. He says, having done all to stand, stand.
Amen.
Against hope, Abraham believed anyway.
Amen.
When everything looked like it was against hope. I've never seen it that way. I've always wondered about that verse. But when everything stood against hope, when the odds were stacked against hope, Abraham had hope anyway.
He staggered not.
You know what that word stagger means? I looked that up. Several different occasions of that in the Bible. James chapter 1 verse 6 is one of the best ones where it talks about he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea tossed about. And what it say about that man? He said, don't let him expect anything from God. Don't believe God can do it. Without faith, it's impossible to believe him. He that cometh God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And the Bible says that double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Amen.
That word staggered means to be at variance with one's self. To be at variance with one's self. You just can't make your mind up. You might believe one thing one day, you might believe another thing another day. Amen. And I know how hard that is to do, how easy it is to do that. Amen. I seem like I begin to think about myself. I'm the type of person, seems like you've got to tell me two or three different times before it finally starts to sink in, and sometimes even more than that.
Amen.
You tell me how to get someplace, I can't get there unless I follow you. I can't.
Come on.
Unless I fight about three times. You ask Jerry. You ask Shane and JC how I ended up on Calf Killer Road one night trying to go cook bar. Matter of fact, don't ask them, they'll never let me leave you down. I ain't heard that from their wives. But that's just how I am. I don't know why. That's just a thought. I think of Hebrews 12, where it says, lay aside the sin that does so easily beset you.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a sin or not, having to hear something like that two or three times. Or, you know, I feel like sometimes I'm just like the one over there in the Bible where it talks about when the seed was struck, was laid down, the fowls of the air came and took it all away. Sometimes it seems like with me, Lord, why can't I get it? Hey, when a message is preached, I seem to be good for a while. Yeah. Amen. Then later on down the road, it completely leaves my mind. And when I'm in the same problem or the same trial and trouble, I hear it, and along comes that scripture, that message again. Yeah. I don't know if anybody else is like me. Hey, but it seems like I have to stay close to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. For anything to work out.
Yeah.
You start letting the world sneak on in there. Amen. It's going to be harder to get back in fellowship with the Lord.
Yeah.
And the devil knows that.
Amen.
Do everything he can to put you in a situation where you have to miss church on Sunday because so-and-so is going on down in the community.
Yeah.
Amen. Because so-and-so is going on down there. Amen. It's some other ball game or whatever is happening on the community. And it never fails. They always schedule it when they know you're going to be in church.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you going to stagger? Amen. Abraham staggered not.
Yeah.
How many times in our life are we at variance with ourselves?
Yeah.
We just can't get it together. We can't get one side of ourselves to agree with another side.
Yeah.
On one hand, I'm kind of like Paul, where he says, you know, in Romans chapter 7, where he dealt with the flesh.
Yeah.
Amen. He had to deal with the flesh all the time.
Yeah.
Amen. He finally said, when I would do good, evil is present with me.
Yeah.
Amen. And when I try not to do evil, amen, he's there present with me, tries to get me to do evil.
Yeah.
Amen, he finally said, O wretched man that I am, who shall be able to deliver me from the body of this death?
Amen. Yeah.
It's a constant struggle. I don't know anybody else in here. The Bible, we talked about it this morning. But the Bible says, he that will live God in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Amen.
It ain't a bed of roses. Joe mentioned that this morning. And it hurts when you're on that wheel.
That's right.
God has to pick all those pricks out of there and he has to get things right.
That's right.
Starts pounding that clay.
Yeah.
Amen. Starts molding it.
Oh. Yeah.
It don't feel good.
That's right.
Hey, but look at the vessel you turn out to be if you just be moldable for the Lord.
Yeah.
If you stagger not at the promise. Amen. See, we're seeking a country too. We're looking for a city.
Yeah, that's right.
Whose maker and builder is God. Amen. In this world today, hey, it seems like it's right now we're in about 2 Peter. Amen. 2 Peter ain't too far off from Revelation.
Yeah.
Amen. Where it says in 2 Peter 3, where the people, there would be last days, there would be scoffers. Amen. They'd be talking things like, where is the promise of His coming? Amen. Because since the days of our fathers have slept, things have gone on like they always have. Amen. But I don't know about you, but it seems like it's getting worse. And it's getting worse.
There's
all kinds of things going on. Amen. It's just getting worse and worse. But I tell you, the Bible said, look up for your redemption. Draw it nigh.
Amen.
Amen,
brother. Good preaching.
These things have to be.
Yeah.
They have to be this way.
Yeah.
Read your Bible, Matthew 24.
Mm-hmm.
A couple other places, Luke 21.
Yeah.
Bunch of different places talk about the end of time and what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
Hey, if there's ever been a time that I've ever seen iniquity abounding because the love of many is waxing cold, it's today in the day that we're living in, and it's just going to get worse.
That's right.
People are getting farther and farther away from God.
Amen.
And it's up to little churches like this. To churches, amen, that we're affiliated with, we associate with, that we love in our community. Amen. To be able to be that light, that city that's set on the hill, that says no matter what the world's going to do, we won't stagger against the promise.
Amen.
We won't stagger. We won't back down. Amen. They say it's a squeaky wheel that gets the grease.
Bless the Lord.
But we need to be that squeaky wheel for Jesus. Amen. We need to stand up for what we believe in.
Yeah.
Amen. It's going to run the world the wrong way no matter what. But the Bible says, get ready for it. Yeah. Amen. The world hated me. It's going to hate you.
Yeah.
Amen. But we've got a better place coming.
Amen.
Amen. We don't have to worry about voting who and who in. There won't be no Democrat. There won't be no Republican Party. There won't be no other party.
Amen.
There'll be Jesus. Amen. That's the party we're going to be voting for. We don't have to vote for him. He's going to come and set himself up as ruler and reigner. Amen. Forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
That's when things will get fixed.
Yeah.
Amen. You can't trust anybody that says, oh, we're going to have peace and we're going to do this.
Right.
That ain't possible here. Till the Lord comes back.
Amen.
Amen. Because peace has to be, seems like peace has to be forced. Yeah. Amen. To happen.
Amen.
Amen. The end times. It ain't going to be something that's just going to happen because everybody's, everything's all right now. No. God is going to come and reign and rule with a rod of iron.
Yeah.
That means it's going to be strict. There's going to be judgment.
Amen.
And God is going to take control once again because man can't do it. But Abraham staggered not.
Amen.
Hey, no matter how many times things seem to go wrong, Abraham didn't say, well, I'm 99 years old.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world am I going to bear a child and then through him millions of other nations?
Come
on. The Bible said he did not stagger. He believed God.
Yeah.
God counted it to him for righteousness.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
He put it on his count, righteousness. He counted it as paid in full. Abraham believed me.
Blessed Lord.
I wonder if God looked at our spiritual bank account, he could make a withdrawal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Are we making enough deposits in our spiritual bank account for God to make withdrawals when he needs them?
Praise the Lord.
Think about that.
Come on, brother.
Well, can he count things to us as righteousness? Can he look at our faith and say, whoa, so-and-so's overdrawn?
Come on now.
We're going to have to do some chastisement and get some of that back.
Yeah.
Put a fee on his account.
Yeah.
And sometimes they put a hold on you. Imagine if you went to pray to God and there was nothing there.
Yeah.
Swap your debit card for heaven's sake. Oh, denied.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Come on, man.
But Abraham staggered not.
Come on.
Amen.
He staggered not at the promise through unbelief.
Yeah.
We have to get that unbelief out. We're going to have to believe God.
Yeah.
Amen. Without faith, it's impossible to please him.
Right.
Amen. But with faith, all things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
Not having faith equals unbelief. Amen. You have the few scattered remarks that feel scattered to me.
Blessed.
But I tell you what, I didn't know where this is going to lead, but I didn't even have to go anywhere else. The Lord just did what he's supposed to do.
Praise
Amen.
Lord.
That's what I prayed.
Amen.
The Lord would use me. Don't let me get in the way. Amen. I'm asking David, he'll come and give us a song. And if everyone would stand, maybe you've got something in your life that's causing you issues. You're staggering at it. You don't know, you just feel like you just ain't settled about something. Your mind's not made up on something. Maybe God's already told you what to do. And some more excuses just keep coming. I don't know. Search your heart tonight as these things. Amen. This altar goes.